Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Ken of Olmsted Township's going to play. Hey, Ken, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing well. You were this hour's contestant, so ask Jen to leave the room, and we will begin the game.
All right, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Ken.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right. Producer Stevie's staying in with me. She's keeping track of the score. We will ask five questions. There we go. Jen's in the hallway. We can begin the game now. All right, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they have won their first nine games of the season. By the way, it's the first time in team history that they've started 9-0. Where do the Cavs play their home games?
Rocket Mortgage.
There we go. Question number two. Very well done. So there's a pair of ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz. Have you seen The Wizard of Oz, Stevie?
Yes. We watched it in school.
I don't know why I feel like it. Okay. I was wondering. I'm like, I wonder if Stevie's seen
it. I think I probably fell asleep. I had that bad habit, but
it is my mom's favorite movie. Loves Wizard of Oz. So anyway, that pair of ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz that were worn by Judy Garland, they're up for auction after they were stolen nearly 20 years ago. Now, when clicking together those ruby red slippers, Dorothy utters the phrase, "There's no place like blank to get back to Kansas."
Home.
All right. Question number three. Was that a spoiler? Maybe I should have said spoiler alert part of that.
I think we've all heard that.
I've got the kids in the back are saying that.
Oh, that's good. There you go. Group effort. Well, question number three.
We all know.
Absolutely. We all know. Season 5 of Stranger Things is starting to take shape. There was a teaser that was released yesterday, and Netflix also revealed that the final season of the hit series will definitely land sometime next year. I need a more definitive date, but that's fine. Now, let's rewind back to season 4 of Stranger Things. What was Max's favorite song? I'm looking for the title of the song. And basically her secret weapon against Vecna.
No, I have no clue.
And this you haven't watched, right?
From them either.
Yeah, that's okay. And this you haven't. You watched a couple episodes and we're out.
I watched the first episode like 3 times.
Okay.
To try to get into it,
and
then I
work.
Just forget. It wasn't horrible.
No,
like I didn't not like it. Yeah. I just didn't care to watch more.
Question number four. The Starbucks holiday menu, it officially returns today, has a ton of stuff, including, of course, that peppermint mocha. They've got the chestnut praline
latte.
That's
so good.
It is. Plus the some new ones. They have the cranberry orange refresher, plus a turkey sage Danish. I don't know about that. We'll see. Maybe it's great. But missing again this year is a latte made with this thick, creamy, seasonal beverage, also historically known as milk punch.
Is the eggnog latte?
All right, there you go. Question number five. Jen's going to be appalled. That's
no
why I wrote it as milk punch.
Milk punch.
I read it says historically called milk punch, which I like eggnog. If they called it milk punch, I would never try
Who
it.
Who calls it milk punch?
I don't know. It just said historically. It was a quick Google search.
What does that mean?
It means that I quickly Google searched eggnog. Question number five. Ariana Grande has announced plans to shift her focus from pop music to musical theater and also acting. She did add that while she still will make music, you just won't see those pop songs at the same frequency as the past decade. Now, Ariana Grande did release an album in March of this year. Give me the title of that album.
Any guesses, guys? No. No clue.
That's all right. We're going to see how many of the five you answered correctly, and we're going to see if it's, you know.
Back to back to back to back.
That's next. All right, a round of Trump 2. We continues on Star 102. Ken and the crew in the car of Olmsted Falls answered five questions a minute ago. How'd they do there, Stevie?
Ken got three.
There you go. You got three, Ken.
Good job.
All right. Yeah,
great job. Works. Great job.
Take it easy, Jen.
There you go.
Clearly, I've lost a lot lately. So
back to back to back to back.
Just reminding. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get to question number one. Producer Stevie continuing to keep track of the score. We're going to see what happens. Question one begins with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've now won their first nine games of the season. By the way, first time in team history, they've started the season 9-0. Where do the Cavs play their home games?
Rocket Mortgage Field House.
Of course it is. Very well done. Question number two, a pair of ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz that was worn by Judy Garland. They're up for auction, you know, after they were stolen nearly 20 years ago. When clicking those ruby slippers together, Dorothy utters the phrase, "There's no place like blank," to get back to Kansas.
Home.
Absolutely. Question number three. Season five. Stranger Things, starting to take shape. In a teaser released yesterday, Netflix revealed that the final season of the hit series will definitely land on the streamer next year. Vague.
I mean, like, it's stop.
Can you give me first
it's,
half of the year.
This has been ridiculous. It's so lengthy.
They are now adults.
Yeah, right.
They are adults.
Are they currently filming it? Did they film it already? How old are they?
I think filmed. I think. Well, you mean it's going to be next year? It's got to be editing phase or something now. We'll see. Who knows? I don't know. So let's rewind to last season, season four, Stranger Things. What was Max's favorite song and basically her secret weapon against Vecna?
Running up that hill.
It was running up that hill. Question number four, the Starbucks holiday menu officially returned today. Some seasonal favorites like that peppermint mocha and also the chestnut praline latte. Plus, they have some new ones, cranberry orange refresher, plus a turkey sage Danish and a bunch of other things.
You're very upset
today.
About that.
Turkey sage Danish?
Yes.
You think that, Ken, do you think that sounds good, a turkey Danish?
No.
Yeah, I don't. I think I have a lot of questions about it. I think
they make
like a
cheese Danish.
Yeah, cheese Danish,
difference?
Raspberry Danish. It's meat. It's meat. That's the difference. Meat.
A meat.
A
Danish.
Meaty Danish.
It should be like a croissant.
Don't. Missing again this year is a latte made with this thick, creamy, seasonal beverage, also historically known as milk punch.
Nobody calls it
that. No, it is
that.
Not. Eggnog. And gross. Who calls it milk punch?
That's what I said. Very concerning.
It's like the fly punch I bought that killed my fruit flies. Milk punch. Ew. Did you make that up? Did he make that up?
That's what I thought. He said he read that somewhere, whatever that means.
Where did you read that?
I said it was a Google search.
And it said milk punch.
I said, how do you describe eggnog in a gross way because Jen's going to vomit? I'm like, I have the thick and creamy down.
Yeah.
And then also known as milk punch. No, it's not, but I'm going to throw it in the question. Question number five. It's so disgusting. I love eggnog, but if it was called milk punch, I would never touch it.
Ugh.
Question number five. Ariana Grande has announced plans to shift her focus from pop music to musical theater and acting. She also added that while she is still making music, she just won't release pop songs at the same frequency as in the past decade. Now, she did release an album in March of this year.
Oh.
Give me the title of that album.
I don't remember. It was called Ariana.
Eternal Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Final totals.
Ken 3, Jen 4.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Ken.
All right, it's no problem.
It's probably best for all of us that then I don't play back to back to back
yes.
to back. It started getting right. extensive. It started getting extensive.
Yeah, but now you said milk punch, so Ken and the, I don't know
oh,
which
yeah.
is worse.
That punch is so milky.
Stop.
Ken... The crew in the car, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling and playing. That was a lot of fun. But you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Ken, Noah, and Kathy from Olmsted Township, and we did not trump Tui.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we have a contestant from T-County on Star 102. Oh, Kaylin, good morning.
Good morning.
Where's Atwater located?
Near Randolph, Hartville, Ravenna.
Oh, northern Tuscarawas County.
That is not a thing. No. Is it? It's its own county.
Oh, it's its own county. Okay. Oh. That's right.
Yeah, I'm in Portage County.
Portage County. Oh, I was off on that. My fault. I thought for sure that was down in...
No, you know it wasn't.
Do you think everything is there?
Stevie is very T County. Possessive's not the word. Aware, alert.
I just know what cities are there.
You are very obsessed, and then you make her have to like defend it of like what's there and what's not.
All right, it's not in T. I apologize. I thought it was.
No, you didn't.
I just was trying to learn about Atwater.
Any place that's small, it's just suddenly in Tuscarawas County.
Yeah.
Like Salem.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
All right.
I passed
that.
West Salem coming back.
Did you?
From Indianapolis.
Did it feel like home?
I thought, I'm nowhere near home. And here it is.
Oh, my God.
All right. Please ask Jen to leave the room. We will start the game.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
Has T County ever been mentioned more on the air?
No, and it's because of you.
Question number one of five. Jen's in the hallway. Do your best to answer these questions. We are certainly rooting for you, trying to give you that limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. So the iconic ruby slippers that were actually worn by Judy Garland in the original Wizard of Oz are now up for bid. By the way, starting bid, $812,000, with the auction continuing through December 7th. What is the name of Dorothy's dog in the Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
Question number two. Cleveland Cavaliers, they have won their first 9 games of the season. First time in history that's happened. Starting the season 9-0, we're excited about that. Which guard wears number 10 for your Cleveland Cavaliers?
I have no idea.
All right. It's okay. I watch them all the time, and like numbers in football, I know very easily, very well. Numbers in basketball, sometimes just they slip my mind. I don't know why that's the case. Question number three: Flava Flav has praised Selena Gomez on social media, celebrating her strength and openness about her mental health. Which sport did Flava Flav sponsor and also support during the Olympics?
Skiing.
Question number four. Venom, The Last Dance, could take the top spot this weekend at the box office for the third weekend in a row, with expected sales of $15 million, despite competition from new releases. Which movie is currently the highest grossing release so far in 2024? It was either Deadpool and Wolverine or Inside Out 2.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Question number five. Warner Brothers has officially submitted the score for Dune Part 2 for Oscars consideration, despite eligibility concerns. The Academy allows only 20% of pre-existing music, but this film incorporates elements from the original Dune score. Which actor played the role of Paul in the movie Dune?
I can't remember his name.
Oh, that's okay. We're going to see how you did. And we're going to ask Jen those same five questions next on Star 102. Continuing a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Kaylin answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, as you always do, keeping track of the score. Tell her how she did.
Kaylin got one. All right.
Wow.
One correct today.
Oh, man.
We'll see what happens.
We could tie.
We all know what happens when Stevie writes questions.
Fair.
And this is an example.
Yeah, but don't blame me.
Kidding, Steve. You write fantastic questions. I'm totally kidding. Same five questions that were asked just a minute ago. Jen, we begin with question number one. Those iconic ruby slippers actually worn by Judy Garland in the original Wizard of Oz are now up for bid. If you want to bid on them, starting bid is just over $812,000. With the auction, by the way, continuing for another month through December 7th. What is the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
It is Toto. Question number two. Cleveland Cavaliers now won their first nine games, marking the first time in history they started a season 9-0. Which guard wears number 10 for your Cavaliers?
Darius Garland.
It is.
Wow, Jen. I shouldn't have doubted you, Sporty Jen.
They don't call me Sporty Jen for nothing,
Stevie. You
seem
very confident.
Very confident on that one. That is amazing.
I'm always confident on sports questions.
Question number
always.
Three. Flava Flav has praised Selena Gomez on social media, celebrating her strength and openness about her mental health. Which sport did Flava Flav sponsor and also support during the Olympics?
Soccer.
Kind of soccer.
What
do you mean kind of soccer?
It's kind of soccer, except with your hands while swimming.
What? Water polo?
Yes!
Really?
See?
Not like
see
soccer.
How I got there?
That
see how I got there.
It feels soccery.
They have a goal, I think, is what we're getting at. Yeah. That's about it.
Okay. Doesn't feel similar.
Didn't they go to Vegas after that too?
Yes,
the whole crew?
With yeah. Flava Flav, he took him out to Vegas.
Question number four, Venom the Last Dance. It could take the top spot at the weekend box office for the third week in a row this weekend, expecting sales of $15 million despite competition from new releases. Name them. I'm kidding.
What?
Which movie is currently the highest grossing release so far in 2024? That would either be Deadpool and Wolverine or Inside Out 2.
Inside Out 2.
It is Inside Out 2. Kind of like soccer.
Feel like
question
that.
Number five, that's not. Warner Brothers has officially submitted the score for Dune Part 2 for Oscar consideration despite eligibility concerns. Now, the Academy normally allows only 20% of pre-existing music, but this film incorporates elements from the original Dune score. Which actor played the role of Paul in Dune?
Timothy Chalamet.
It is Timothy Chalamet. Yeah. Sometimes, Jen brought it today. Final totals there, Stevie?
Kaylin 1, Jen 4.
Sorry, Kaylin.
We're sorry. That's all right.
We loved having you, though, and learning about Atwood.
Yes.
Atwater.
What is Atwood known for?
Atwater. Atwood in Tee County.
What is Atwater known for? Do they have a restaurant? Do they have a...
We have Bob's Pizza.
Bob's Pizza.
I'm in.
Does Bob make a good pizza?
Oh, pizza, wings, their breakfast is fantastic.
I might have another old man breakfast spot.
Why don't you just say it like that?
Go down there and visit Bobby Boy.
You sound like a creepy old man.
All right, so
breakfast.
We love that you play, but you know, this is new to you. How long have we worked together?
You're right.
So we loved having you, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Kaylin from Atwater, and I did not trump Tui.
Let's talk more about Bob's Pizza. So what do they have for breakfast? Okay, all right. Thank you very much. You were the best. It's Star 102. Good morning.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.